Right, Thomas, are you going to tell us what's in all of the different compartments?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
I'll be upstairs and getting all the sweets.
Are they all sweets?
Pretending.
We're pretending? Yeah. Oh, I know, I'm pretending too. What sort of sweets are they all?
Let me think.
So you're the sweet shop? This sounds a great one.
When we're having lunch, we played sweet shops.
Really? At school?
And I was...
Was that at school or was that at home?
We didn't have the trolley actually
during... Oh, you emptied all the drawers into there?
Yeah.
All right.
I need these, okay?
Okay, that's fine. So are you the sweet shop man or are you the customer?
Sweet shop man.
Right, and who am I?
And I've got lollies.
Wow. I think we'd better just move these glass ones. You know why Mummy's got rubber gloves on, don't you?
Oh, I can have
one. What's she just about to do?
Touch the toys.
No.
Touch the glass.
What happened? Are you going to tell Janine?
I forgot.
The light bulb.
The light bulb fell down. She's just touched some glass.
But she's got gloves on, hasn't she? That'll keep her safe. Right. Good morning, Mr. Shopman.
Right.
Hello, I was just looking for the sweet shop. Can you tell me where it is?
I'm the sweet shop.
You're the sweet shop. Oh, sorry, I didn't recognise the sweets in the trolley. Okay, have you got any cola cubes?
Yeah.
That's what I could think of.
He actually told me some of the cubes. Oh, I presume that's what he meant, cola cubes.
Can I have two cola cubes, two pineapple chunks, three licorice all sorts, and a packet of Smarties, please.
Picky.
That's only for starters.
I just put those.
These look lovely. I'm a lucky girl, aren't I?
Janine, can I just remind you that this toy is not sweets. You won't eat them, will you?
She's pretending,
if
you know.
Is she pretending? That's all right.
That's tough.
It was you I was reminding, really, Thomas. I'm just reminding you. I think she got carried away.
I'll carry you away.
Well, carry me away. Come over here.
There you go. You don't need to pay at this shop.
Where do I pay?
You pay nowhere.
Do you not have to weigh them and tell me how much they cost?
No. You're allowed to keep them without paying.
I'm allowed to keep them without paying?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
That's a new rule.
That's a great sweet shop. Just there's more of there. Okay,
eat them, should I just check the real...
They're all gone? Any more?
No. I know. Doing that.
What's that for? They're checking the pretend sweets. Can I check?
Yeah.
Will you hold my sweets for me whilst I check? That they're pretend sweets.
You can put them.
Okay, bring the trolley over there.
Right.
My problem is.
Well, I think this thing's broke.
I actually need the light on to see where there's more bits, and I can't because it's the light we've broke.
Look. Can I put the light on in here? Actually, it's quite dark.
Yes, it was sunny before. Look, light bulb fell out. Ooh. Broken glass.
Oh, it doesn't shut properly.
Come over here.
Don't slam it. Okay. Right, I'll join you now.
It's fantastic. Rubber gloves in a bucket, isn't it?
Right, let me check that these sweets are pretend then.
There you are.
Just give me a piece.
Wah! I'll put them all on here.
Right. Let me check. No, this
one's not. So what are we going to do with that? That's not a pretend sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's
only
a Skittle
sweet. Oh, it's a Skittle sweet. And
you can get blue.
These are real sweets too.
Yeah.
You can wear them. Tell me how much they cost.
Those are real?
They're real. Do you want me to have a look through the glasses and see?
I just moved.
Oh yes, they're real. Do you know how to work those scales? What are they for, Thomas?
Look, if I get that and put it on here, it moves.
Wow.
Easy way to do
it. Do you know how the scales work?
No.
I'll show you. Do you see these? These are different amounts. Like that.
If I put...
You're going to kill it. That's... What does it say on it? 2 ounces. That's 1 ounce in weight. Half an ounce. How come they're not level to start with?
Sorry.
Oh, that's a
10. No, should they be level? Oh, they are more or less level.
Yeah, so it's probably because Thomas Keats is fashion.
You're putting
the hair
on my trousers.
I do actually use them when I'm wearing
them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thomas, that's very naughty.
Thomas, say sorry,
Thomas,
please.
That wasn't very nice.
That was not nice. What did you say?
I was trying to get past.
No.
Does it begin with... Do you want me to go home, Thomas? Sorry. Is that why you hit me?
I'm not going to say sorry yet.
Well, that's not
and
nice.
And you forgot your sweets.
You've heard me, Thomas.
I'm not going.
Thomas,
anyway.
That was not nice.
I'm not. I'm going to not say sorry because you spilled one of your sweets anyway.
So did I deserve to be hit for that?
Yeah.
You know it, don't you? Look at your face.
He does know.
You know you've been... Thomas! Oh no, here we go.
Okay, so we must not have this.
Thomas, come over here. I'm going to show you how the scales work. It's very interesting.
I know how my maternal one works.
Well, come over and show me then.
I'm not going to sleep.
Oh, Thomas, come on. I've come all this way to play with you.
Hello, I'm just going to do something upstairs. I'm going to be back.
Will you be careful of the glass? What are you going to do upstairs?
I'm
just going to
do something.
Okay, well, I'm going to play with the scales over here. Well, can you bring the sweets up? Because I'm going to weigh and find half an ounce of sweets.
You can have all those sweets, but I don't think they'll go in the bag.
I want you to watch...
Can I put some in a jar, please? Can I sort through the chocolate ones like I did before?
Well, I am the chocolate. Well, I say yes. You can.
Where's the till?
You don't need to pay, did you forget?
Oh, yeah, it's a brilliant shop, this, Ginny. It really is a good shop.
Free sweets, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thomas, look, this is half an ounce of weight, and I'm going to show you how to measure out half an ounce of sweets for your mum.
Chocolate, I'd like the chocolates. I'll show you which
okay,
the chocolates.
Look.
Shall I show you the chocolate?
Yes, this is half an ounce.
Yeah.
Do you see that needle is pointing to that bump there?
Yeah.
What happens when I put this on here? Is it pointing to it anymore?
No.
No. So you have to put chocolate sweets in there until that points on there again. So keep loading them. Oh, you can have some more.
These are the sweets.
In they go. Is it pointing? Oh, no. It's gone over, look. We have to take one out.
Where?
Can you see it's gone over? What about that?
It was
doing this. Oh, too much. Take one out. Is it pointing now?
That's large.
Is that why?
Oh, is that why?
Is it pointing now?
Was it not just chocolates?
Oh. Yeah, that's half an ounce of sweets. Can you give that to your mum? Oh, we make her 2 ounces of sweets, look. Oh, look, you have to put loads in now.
I don't want to put all these chocolates in.
That's a very good
one. Do you like our sweet shop jars?
Don't you think they're very
nice. We had them all lined up, we were choosing what we were having.
Would you
like
this, please, too?
Do I have
lots of help? Just medium amount. Shows you how long since I've made.
Oh!
Well, these are lovely scales, aren't they?
Yes.
Are they quite accurate as well?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I make bread and things, so if you look at them, I made this
morning. Oh, it's gone over again. Can you see? Look.
Do you see, that's too light because it's not pointing to the arrow. And that's too heavy because it goes the other side.
This fell a bit in the middle, but...
Oh, wow!
We do bread nearly every day, but this one just went because we kept peeping at it, didn't
we? Who made that? Did you make it? Wow. Thomas the Baker.
Thomas Hello, Mr. The Baker.
Any bread for us today?
Bread is the sled, yes.
Sweet summer head. Sweet summer head. Sweet summer head. Sweet summer Thomas's head. Who's on your trainers? They're not trainers, are they? They're slippers. Oh, who are Bill and Ben?
Talking robots will say flop a dog, flop flop.
Have you seen them on telly?
Yep. Flop a dog, flop flop.
Flop a dog, flop flop.
It's like, yes, it's a toy motorbike house.
Ooh,
I just lost it wrong now and found it.
This is this motorbike ramp.
That might be too strong because, as usual, we were talking. I forgot, would you like more milk in that at all?
No, no water.
Are you sure? Careful, Tom, there's hot tea around there.
Lovely. Right, let's have a look then.
You're not allowed in there. That's what? The bakery way.
Is that the bakery?
We're
Quickly, sweet shop man, quickly, the scales are overloaded.
No, but milk's turned into a bakery.
Oh.
It has. It's the sweet shop's shop took a maid somewhere else now. So it's the bakery and you're not allowed in there.
No, you mustn't go in there, Thomas.
Me too. No. This will be the staff room where you bake things.
I thought we were playing sweet shops. We didn't play that for very long, did we?
No, because we never play the bakers.
Oh, we can't play without bread. It's real bread. We want it for
well, what do we pretend?
It's pretend bread.
Oh, okay. Well, come on.
Which one do you see?
I'd rather play sweet shops.
Gingerbread men.
Oh, gingerbread men, of course. Ooh. And look, these are donuts.
Look, they're real.
Are you sure? Let me look through the glasses.
You want to eat one? They're real.
They're pretend those are. You have to give them all to me.
No, not pretend. Try and eat one.
Mmm. Ow. They're not real.
Yeah.
And we have this really fantastic bubblegum machine, Jimmy. You put your penny in the slot.
Oh yeah.
This is fantastic.
You
put your penny in the slot.
In that slot there.
And then a bubble gum comes down.
In that thing there. And then a bubble gum.
Just is that pen, right? Show me.
Just put some money in, pretend money.
Okay, here we go. Money.
Oh dear.
You need to put
more money in.
Just move those in case they get confused with the smarty.
Look.
Here we go. Let's have a look. Can I have another one?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, because you don't pay for sweets in the shop. Matt's not a smarty, Tom. Don't eat that one.
Wow, this is a great shop. Right, so we're going to play both bakers with donuts, gingerbread men. What's that? That's a little fairy cake.
Yes,
we've got jelly tot on.
Now, lunch announced, we've got some red ones in here, and Mum can finish them all up.
Can she?
Yes,
what sort of thing do you think this is? Do you think this is like a pasty?
Yeah, pasty.
Cornish pasties. Mmm. So we've got fairy cakes.
Don't touch that bag.
Where are the gingerbread men?
Thomas.
I'll get them. You want a gingerbread man?
Yes, please.
Or ginger duck?
Ginger duck, yes, please.
Quack ginger. You found the top.
Are there more scales over there, Thomas?
Yeah.
What's the word? Do you think they use scales in the bakery?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, right. Let me put them on my display unit.
I'm the shopkeeper, okay?
You're the shopkeeper. Why don't you be the delivery man delivering?
Oh, yeah, I could be the delivery man.
That's a good idea. Come on then.
Hunt tie.
So I'm in the shop and you're the delivery man.
I could be the customer.
You need grabbers, those things you pick up. Oh, don't.
Do you know where they are? Be careful, be careful, be careful.
I've got lots of flowers to you, haven't you? Yes, I suppose I have. I actually had those in the window earlier on. You got them. Right, just check the clean.
Those are for you.
I put these back in the window. I only moved them because the sun was so bright.
Need these.
Oh, lovely.
These smell a little bit strange. It's
the weed. I've got
kitchen.
So many flowers.
I stepped on some of that water.
Isn't it lovely? That's your usual though. It's lovely.
Especially
the way I arrange them.
I'm going to send Erin knock and then you open the door.
Okay. Hello, delivery man. Oh, we're expecting to be very busy today because it's Christmas.
Is it?
Goodness
me.
I'll give you all the boxes.
Have you got any of those Christmas tree shaped biscuits left?
Yes.
Oh, lovely, because we've been selling like hot cakes. That's great. Can I have 5 of these?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sweeties
one.
Two.
Oh, and these ducks have been selling well as well.
Oops.
Yeah.
Lovely biscuits. Have you got any new sweets this time? New cakes this time?
Yes, letters.
Oh, letters. Oh, yes, those cakes with the icing on. Yes, those little cakes. They're nice, aren't they?
So they're cake shaped as letters?
Yeah. Better go. Bye-bye.
Oh, am I not allowed to sell some cakes with letters? Cakes in the shape of letters?
You need to wait for the next Christmas.
Oh, right, okay then. That's a very long time for me to wait. I don't know whether my customers will be very pleased. I'll just sell some donuts instead.
I'm going to roll this back in my big truck. That's locked up.
Are you still helping me serve in the shop later?
Yeah.
Okay, I think your shift's starting now. You better hurry up on your bike and get to work.
I better go to another bakery. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you later. Start work now?
I'm going to send it was tomorrow.
Okay, it's tomorrow now, so I'll pretend to be asleep.
And now I need to say cock a doo doo doo, okay?
Okay.
Cock a doo doo doo! Cock a doo doo doo!
Alright, I've been sleeping very deeply. What time do you think it is? What time do you think bakers get up?
Anytime.
Do you think they get up early or late?
Late.
What do you reckon?
I don't think so. Perhaps they do if Thomas is the delivery man, because I don't think there's any point getting there early, because he won't be there.
Okay, I've set the shop up. Are you going to wait for the first customer today?
No.
No? You're not going to serve today?
It's proper brass, and I do occasionally.
Quite nice to not have digital ones, though, isn't it?
There you go.
We've got those as well, but I'll tend to use them.
There you go.
Okay, do you want to serve in the shop? Here's the tongs. Your mummy's been waiting outside to get served. She's desperate because I've had cakes. You going to serve her?
No, I'm going to tell you who's going to be who.
What,
You're going to be the delivery lady if you want. Well, you're not a man. Delivery lady. You're the customer, I'm the shopkeeper.
Right.
Okay.
There we are.
Sure,
because I missed our party.
Yeah.
Now
customer, you need to go somewhere else.
I'm sure she's all right.
You're the delivery lady. You're the customer.
Oh, well, I'm not a very happy customer.
Oh dear, there's always one, isn't there?
Do you know why I'm not very happy? Because I was told that the baker's opened at 6 o'clock in the morning and it's now 10:45 and none of my children have had their bread for breakfast. What do you say about that?
You need to talk to me and say, are you alright?
Okay then. Does it work?
No, it's for telling me.
Okay. Hello, I'd like to make a complaint.
Yeah.
Mr. Baker, is that you?
Yeah.
Hello. I thought bakeries open very early and it's now 10:45 and I still haven't got any bread for breakfast. Well, what do you say about that?
Just think. It's open. Did you not see the sign?
No, I've been knocking on the door since 7 o'clock this morning. The bakery has not been open. You've just got here. And look, you've got sleep in your eyes because you've only just got up.
I'll tell the ladies and men to get up now, shall I?
You know what it is? I think the cockle-doo-doo must have gone off too late.
Right.
Perhaps the delivery man ran him over.
Sorry, you. Guys. You need to get some more bread. Okay.
Quick. There! Oh. Okay, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to give me some bread. I'm going to give me 10 seconds to give me some bread or else I'm not going to shop here again. 10.
A delivery man doesn't come in 10 minutes, I'm going to be...
Just finish our video. Okay, that's lovely.
That delivery man.
Oh, no,
it's all right.
Bye,
Lou. 10 minutes!
You've got 10 minutes to give me some bread or else I'm going to take... You know what, I'm going to go to Tesco's instead and not support my local bakery.
10 minutes! You, or I'll grab your bottom. Oh. It's 10 minutes! It's 10 minutes!
Delivery for Mr. Baker!
Thank you. What do you want to do? I'll
show you. I've actually got some sweets because I thought they might look nice on the counter. People might like those while they're buying the bread. And
Mum, now you need these.
I've made. Look at these beautiful cakes that we've got. Fresh from the baker, iced with letters. I've got some gingerbread trees. They'll sell like. They say hot cakes. You know, they sell. They'll sell very well. Now, bread, we've got these little, look at these. These will really be a hit. Look at those.
Little donuts?
Little donuts, yes. But they're perfect for children's breakfast.
Guess what, when I was a child, I always said, can I have donuts for breakfast?
You did? Yes, you were quite right. Because you like donuts for breakfast. And what did Mummy used to say to you?
No.
What do you have for your breakfast, Thomas?
Oh, just pretend you've gone back in your lorry.
I have gone back in my lorry. I hope that lady who's moaning about the bread buys bread and not just sweeties when she comes.
Sure. She's here now.
Is she?
Bye, I'm going.
I've got the bread.
It was 11 minutes.
I've got the bread.
Have you? She looks really mean about it. Okay, I better take the bread, thanks.
Do you want some sweets?
Well, I have to wait for the sweets, or are they ready now?
Yeah, I've got them in here.
Okay, that's good. Can I have 3 donuts, 2 iced lettuce, preferably with one with an I, one with a J? And can I have a loaf of bread for my children? The sweets are for me.
We've got them.
I'm sure she'll be helping with them.
Very good, let me look.
Give the sweets first.
Ooh, look at all that. That's one. What are these? Is this bonus sweets? Very lucky, aren't
that's
I?
That's keeping you waiting.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's good. I will come here again. Thank you very much. What time do you open tomorrow morning?
Usual.
Uh-oh, what's the usual?
Usually late. Late as usual.
So is that 11?
Yeah.
But what happens? The kids go to school at what time?
Let's see.
What time do we leave for school, Thomas?
Let me just say if the machine was in half past 11.
Oh. Oh, so school in this town, the bakeries don't open till 11 and the kids go to school at half 11. Is that right?
Don't go in here because, you know why?
Because it's dangerous.
Because that's the stuff around. You don't want to get baked.
If I go in there, will I get baked? Yeah. Will I become a baked Janine?
Yeah. I'm only allowed in there and the delivery man's only allowed in there, aren't you? Yeah.
You know what I would could be if I went in there a baked apple?
Oh dear.
I'm in.
Baked Thomas.
I'm going to be baked.
Come on, you better come this way so the camera can see you.
Woohoo, hello.
Right, who's going to be the shopkeeper now? Who's the delivery man?
I'm going to say, when I say it, it's like meeny, miny, my only hope.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Is that the one you mean?
Eeny, miny, sis, Leo. Who's going to be the customer now?
That's a good one. So who is it then? Eeny, meeny, sis, Leo.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, then do you
want to... Oh,
no. Do you want to take these sweets back? Look, I've eaten them all already.
Mum.
Hello.
She ate them.
Oh no.
She didn't pay for much. She didn't pay for much, did she? What?
They're in this bag.
Obviously.
Oh,
sweets have gone down. Ah,
really well. Look at this. Thomas. Do you want me to go home with a sore face and a sore back?
And why did you think they're in this chicken bag?
Excuse me, I'm at the factory and I've decided that you sell those sweets so quickly, so I'm actually going to put some more sweets in jars.
Hey!
Because I think you could...
Janine, I've got an idea. Me and Mummy could be worked at the sweet shop and you could go at the bakery shop.
Mm-hmm.
Where they make lots of stuff for the bakery. And you could be the bakery lady who sells people stuff.
That's a good idea. So you're the bakery customer?
No, good.
Oh, I found a smartie. I'm having it. Off you want to Ginny. Don't you give her one, I mean off the boss.
That's lovely, isn't it? Thank you.
Let's see if I get the same one.
Let's see. That'd be amazing if you did. You did!
I'm beaming away at my sweet shop factory here.
You are working hard, aren't you?
I am too.
So, Thomas, who's that outside? Do you know them?
No.
In the red top?
No.
No. Not yet.
You're telling me who
he's not
to sell the shop and we'll and me and Mum will.
Purdy?
Oh, she's snoozing.
I haven't seen Purdy today.
No, Purdy was attacked the other day, wasn't she?
Blood came out of her.
No, where was she attacked and where was the blood?
Don't know. I was in bed then. But Mum saw it, but we work in the factory with all the stuff goes to the bakery and you
yes.
Can sell the shop.
I sell am I selling the shop or am I selling what's in the shop?
Yeah. And we make all the sweets, don't we, Mum?
We do. I've quite a lot.
Mum.
Joe, is
this? I'm gonna sleep.
Oh yes.
Right. I think my bum's too fat.
Do you? Right, I've made those. Look. I think we've nearly got to our stop for a minute.
Yeah, we'll nearly go to that bakery.
No, what we've got to do, listen.
What?
We spent ages cooking all this.
Yeah.
No, we really want to.
I'm nearly tired out.
Well,
are you?
But the thing is, Thomas, we need to, when we go around with our van,
yeah.
We've got to really sell our things to this lady. We've got to tell her how fantastic our sweets and our cakes are, so she'll buy them for her shop. And then she can tell her customers how fantastic all our things are.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Why did I not think of that?
I'm sure you would have done that. Oh. We'll put some more sweets in there. Look, some wrapped sweets and some lollipops in there.
I'll just put the donuts in.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh. Would you like to own a sweet shop, Thomas?
No, I'm just making the sweets.
What would you like to do when you grow up, Tom?
Be a bakery.
Be a bakery?
Bakery man.
I thought you might want to be a policeman or a fireman.
Oh, work. Work.
Fits perfectly, actually.
Work.
Sing that.
When you tip these up, it opens.
You can definitely tell the kids at school. He's picked stuff up. Stuff, yeah. All sorts of stuff. Yes, he has.
Oh, that's what?
Everything's cool at the moment. Oh, it's really cool. You say cool,
cool lady.
What's the opposite of cool?
You're cool.
My cool. Is your mum cool?
Yeah.
Oh, is your dad cool?
No.
Are you cool?
Yeah.
Who's the coolest?
Me.
What other words have you picked up from school?
Uh-oh.
You picked up O-Eck.
I think
one or two things he's picked up we're well going into. You'll hear them on the tape. Great.
Where?
Pardon?
Nothing.
The other day, Thomas said to me, and it wasn't on tape because it wasn't a taping day, he came back and he said, oh, mummy, the playground today was absolutely manic. It was mental. It was crazy. Why was
the playground manic, Thomas? What was going on?
It was just so manic.
But it was real. It was manic.
I'm just putting this stuff in the van.
Right. Well, you are. You're a bit stronger than me, perhaps.
This is 1,300 meters, and I can lift it up to there.
Wow. I think when I look at that lady's shop, though, Thomas, I don't think we'll make any more gingerbread Christmas trees because it's not Christmas anymore. She doesn't seem to have sold.
Chop. Will we help each other put this in the van?
We can help each other.
Extra heavy.
Is it? Listen, another thing we could do, we could try and sell some bags so she could sell them.
Thank you. In the game.
Try very carefully without having a load.
Who's the driver? Is it you or G?
I think it could be Thomas.
Are you driving, Thomas?
Yeah. Here we are.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh,
you're nice and early this morning.
Yes,
hi.
We are. Yes, it's 5:05 and we've been up since 4:00, haven't we? Loading the van.
Have you got some exciting sweets and cakes for me today? We've even got paper bags for you.
Oh, well, I wasn't really going to get anything new this week.
Oh, but wait till you see what we've got.
Have you got anything good that's new?
We've got that's new.
Will you explain some of the new stuff to me, please?
That's icing cake.
Can I have a look at the icing cake?
Yes, let's get some of that. Tom, shall we put them on the floor? That's it. You can lift them up to Jim.
Icing cakes, let's
try one of those because, the sponge is absolutely delicious.
Oh,
so light.
I had one for pudding and I went, oh, mummy.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Look at the icing, hand ice.
Will I try one and see?
Yes. And that's a little yellow smelty.
It's a little bit too sweet for me.
What do you like?
Anything else?
Do you want a donut?
Oh, they do. That's rather little of the little cakes, aren't they?
Oh, they're lovely. I'll take 10 of those, please.
Well,
I can't have any of those this week then, can I? I'll just take these two if that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll make some tomorrow. Ah! It's bad!
Oh, lovely. Okay, we'll take... We'll take three spare donuts then, please.
And we did the hell with our finger, didn't we, Thomas? We did this with our finger, Janine. Put the hole in the donut.
Oh, did you? Is that how they do it?
We licked it first, didn't we? So it's nice and clean.
Oh, lovely. Well, my customers will like that. Yeah. Have you got anything that's got any chocolate on that we can...
Hand finished.
That's our thing. Yes, we have. I will get the chocolate stuffies. Chocolate stuffies, good. Chocolate stuffies. These are chocolate stuffies. Do you want to taste one?
Oh, yes, please.
I found one for that. And then you just wait to taste the nuts inside. They're really yum. Children like these sweets.
Do they? Are they not a bit small for them? They not choke on them?
They don't.
That's okay.
They're not.
Oh, they're lovely. Can I have 10 of those, please?
One, two.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Debbie, how? Well, we're in the middle of taping. Sorry, it's so late. So I'm just moving the phone.
Seven.
Ten, please.
Ten, please. Well. My baby's voice. I have 10 feet. What? What are you laughing at? You. Why? What's my name? You're funny.
Holly's mummy.
Holly's mum. Is Holly a friend of yours from school?
Yeah.
Oh, Holly sounds like she's nice.
Holly is nice.
There you go. She's beautiful.
Put that
off my
face.
Put that off my face. Put that really nice. Holly's mummy said, would we like to do something tomorrow with Holly? Well, that'd be nice. You can do something with Holly tomorrow.
You don't have to.
What are you going to do with Holly?
You can only have that much. This much.
But I asked for 10.
Knockers.
Is that how you're going to speak?
Yes,
it's only 7.
Oh no. You're allowed lots.
Sorry?
You're allowed lots.
Lots. Is that because I've put that voice on? Is this my voice?
Yes.
Or is this my voice? I've forgotten. Which one is it?
If you were trying the voices out, and if you get one out, right, I'll say yes.
Okay.
Can I have 7, please?
No. That's not the right voice.
Can I have 7, please?
No, not the right voice.
Can I have 7?
No, that's not right, Molly.
Thank you,
Liz.
No, it
isn't. Can I have 7, please? Yes, that's right. Yes. You may help yourself where I'm going.
Do you want to put on voices and I'll see if I can tell which is yours? Yeah, that's yours. Is that yours?
Delivery lady, I think we better go now.
Right.
It's 7:30 and the children want the tea now.
Which children?
All the children want the tea and they don't want to see us.
Right. Well, just before I go, do you know what I've done? I've done a really stupid thing. I've got Holly and Thomas coming around for tea tomorrow. We made all those beautiful cakes, icing. Can we let the lady in the shop have them all? I forgot to keep any for myself and I've no time to bake them. Can I just call into the shop?
Do you want to buy some back? What about a quarter of an ounce of cake?
Oh, I'll have a little bit more than that because, you know, Thomas is coming and Thomas likes his cakes.
Okay. How about an ounce of cakes?
Yes, please. That'd be lovely. Now, what's happened? Haven't actually got any money with me, so...
Mom,
when we next
I know
some
what.
Cakes,
Janine, I could be Santa, couldn't I? And when you hear when you hear that, you must be all asleep because that makes sound.
Oh, I have to pretend to be asleep. Okay, well, I'll put Christmas mode in our house. There's an ounce.
Thank you. Sweet. Well, sorry, I have no money, but next time I'm baking, I'll make extra.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you remember.
Do you think Thomas and Holly will like them?
Oh, I think they're very much like them.
Oh, very nice.
Left something for me. Let me have a look. What's in here?
Wow.
You better remember when you looked on don't said Father Christmas's.
I think Father Christmas has been. Let me see how many sweets he's left.
Oh, he's left more than an ounce. And not as many as 2 ounces. I must leave Father Christmas some cakes out to say thank you. I know, everyone's told me that these iced letter cakes are very delicious. I'll leave him then. Won't it be lovely if I get up in the morning and he's been and he's taken the biscuits? That'll mean that Santa Claus really has been. Right, I'm just going off to sleep now. Let me see.
Next morning now.
Bring, bring. Oh, this morning. Wow, the cakes are gone. Santa must have been. That's lovely. I must give him a ring and see if he's enjoyed it. Hello, Santa.
Yeah.
Calling Santa.
I'm Santa.
Hi, Santa. I was just wondering, did you enjoy the biscuits?
Yeah.
Very good. When are you coming next?
Well, I got the treat for you.
Oh, really?
You stay up late. You can see me.
Okay, I'm going to stay up very late tonight. Okay then, bye.
So, Santa, you're going to see.
Oh, it's very late.
I thought if you saw Santa, then you wouldn't get any presents. I'd be very careful what you need.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, that's good. Oh, I hope Santa comes soon, because I'm very nearly falling asleep.
Ho, 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 ho!
Santa! Hello!
And I just made the same biscuit for you.
Oh, you saved me a biscuit?
Yeah.
Santa, you are the best. But, you know what?
What?
Jean told me that if I saw you, I would never get any presents again. Is that right?
That's right, but... I don't go to children, but I come to let grown-ups see me, and not children.
Oh, that's good. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Phew. Right, I'll just eat.
Oh, Janine, do you attend? Look, I'm gonna be rude. The tissue.
Oh, that's good. Oh, show your mum that. Oh. What's that?
Tissue.
Merry Christmas. What does Santa sing when he goes and delivers his presents? Let me see if I can see him through my glasses. What goes in here usually?
Can I show
it?
Please.
Oh yeah, she'll like that, Janine.
Oh yeah. Look at Russell. I bet. This you put in.
Wow, let me see. You put that in there?
Yeah. Now you see through it.
There's nothing.
No, that's why you'd keep pressing down and then
You have a look and see if it works first.
Work.
Let me have a look.
No, it works. Oh, it's upside down.
No, that's it.
No, you.
Oh. Wow, that is it. Sort of.
Another
wow.
Now.
Oh, you know what it looks like? It looks like 3D. Is it 3D?
No, just pretend you answered and you were surprised when you looked.
Oh, wow, look at this. This is amazing.
amazing 3D. 3D Winnie the Pooh. And 3D.
What's Winnie the Pooh's friend called, the boy?
I don't know. The mutant.
Christopher.
Christopher. Is it Christopher Robin?
Yeah, and then you looked out and then you saw no Santa, okay.
Okay. Right, so. Santa? You come and have a look. Santa?
Santa?
Santa, you've gone. I don't even know whether I saw him or not. That's good because it means that I'll probably get presents next year. That I must give him a ring and see. Calling Santa.
Go back.
Santa.
Back.
Goodness.
Oh, I think you dropped it, Ginny.
Oh well, that's.
I've never seen Sunshine. I'm quite old, and I've never seen him.
Have you seen Thomas?
Thomas Sykes.
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask his advice about something I've seen in the binoculars.
Oh, come on, that's because you aren't even
ready. Come on,
tell
him. It's not Christmas.
Oh. Well, I don't think he's going to come to me because it's not Christmas, is it, will you?
I'm looking for Thomas now.
No. I couldn't find Thomas. I thought I heard Santa, but this little echo saying, I'm not coming because it's not Christmas.
Oh, right, fair enough. Oh, but it is Christmas all of a sudden.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I can hear his reindeer.
Oh, Santa!
Or perhaps it's Santa tapping in his workshop. What do you think it is?
Maybe it's Santa building some toys for the children.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I think he's busy in his workshop. He's still building.
Right. Oh, well, I'm just going to close the shop now, anyway.
Okay.
Stop talking.
Can I scoop that, please, quick?
No, I'm not coming.
Why?
Because she'll be surprised when she wakes up.
Yeah, she will have a surprise when she wakes up, yeah.
Thomas, I'm tidying the shop up now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You going to help me?
No, because, you know why? I might not come at night time. I don't always come.
I want you to come through here because we can't see you when you're in there. Yes,
no, because this is the North Pole. No. I'll see to the North Pole.
If I don't get to see you, I might may as well go home.
Yes.
Come you on. Know why? Because I don't come when all the Christmas is. Sometimes I don't come.
Well, will you pretend that you're the delivery man now because I need the delivery taken away? Please.
Oh, why Mum not do it? I'm Santa.
Because you brought them. Come on.
No, but I need you to because you're a shopkeeper.
And then I can't leave my shop.
You can't talk to the North Pole.
I can't leave my shop though. Come on. Thomas, come through here.
Just pretend he has electric motors so then. Then the burglars could get in.
Come over
you
here.
You could put them in there and then you should close the
back. Will you help me? I can't do it on my own.
Mum could help you.
Thomas, why won't you come through? Come on, I want to see your lovely little face. Come on.
I know what Ginny hasn't seen.
No, but...
I haven't
you're
seen
not asleep,
wheels.
So I'm not coming
okay,
round.
Okay, I'm asleep, look. Okay. Oh, fast asleep.
I think he's been actually because he's left his beard on your bed. His beard
fell off. Santa's beard's fallen off. What can we do?
Send for the police.
Please, policeman. Yes. Hello, Mr. Policeman. I'm afraid that someone's stolen Santa and left his beard.
I'm just an hour for police, okay?
Okay. Well, we won't have to pretend in a minute.
We don't need a pretend.
Oh, look, there's broken glass in there.
A broken glass! When you touch broken glass.
Right.
Now,
wow!
Now turn you in there and you heard the siren coming.
Okay.
Okay. And you were be quiet so then you
Policeman Thomas?
Yes?
Hi there, I've got something very serious to report. Are you coming round?
Yeah.
Come on then. I'll make you a cup of tea.
Well, I thought...
Here's a seat for you.
I need to tell you something.
Yeah?
Outside of my police station, there's So Santa beard.
Santa beard.
That's right, there's some Santa beard here. You're going to come and collect it?
If you go, guess what? I know you're good because I can see you through this camera. Let's see if you could join.
Do you want to come around here then?
I'm going to see if you go through this. Do it again, Mum. Oh, that lady put her tongue out. Mum, Janine, you don't need to put your tongue out, and then you're all quiet. And then you heard that, okay? Yeah, you heard that coming out.
Wow, look at that. Come here.
No, but you haven't heard the siren yet coming down. You need to be really
quiet. Okay, I'm asleep though. Wait,
quiet than a mouse. Just be quiet, and then you might hear the siren coming to you. And that's the police, okay?
Okay.
And he's Santa.
Wow, it's the policeman. Hi, the beard I found over there. Does it switch itself off when you take it off? How do you switch it on? Show me. And how do you switch it off?
Just go back and
brilliant. Where did you get that from?
Just
and where do you put the battery?
In there.
Can I have a hold of it?
Yeah, you can wear it.
You can get fireman's ones as well, do you mean the yellow ones? But we had a police one to start with.
Hello, will I arrest you for stealing Santa's beard?
No, just say you're the police lady. No, I ain't got
to... What's this police lady doing? Like,
Tom, let me come in and have done with some broken glass, remember, from the ball.
No, it's all right. It's not too frightened of it. But just let me go in there because I've not had time to clean up yet.
Mum, can I have the other police hat? Now you can have that one. Mm-hmm. Because I've got another one. See?
Wow.
There's some flash
though. Hi, PC Thomas.
Hi.
Hi, are you on the case of the missing Santa beard?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just coming in there.
Right, okay. Oh. Who's that? Is that someone impersonating a policewoman?
Yeah, it is.
Is it, do you think, we ask her, hello.
She came in the float with me.
Have you seen any more Santa beard about?
Well, I found this.
Right.
In my office chair.
So, do you think that we're looking,
all police, come to me. Because I need to tell you something.
Okay, we're here. What do you want?
You know, out of our station, when you were in the van, and I was nearly going to drive, you know, I found in my pocket this, and shall I show you what was out nearly under my wheel?
Yeah.
So a Santa beard.
Santa beard? Do you think it's Santa beard, or do you remember when we went out earlier on, we looked at the clouds, they looked a bit like cotton wool. Could be a cloud that's fallen out of the sky.
Yeah. I've got a spare roof on.
What makes you think that it's Santa? What makes you think that it's Santa beard?
This is the boss's, but I need to be the boss because I sported it. Okay. This is the boss's. Okay.
Mhm.
Yeah, and you need to watch out for me because then when I come in this room, you know what's happened, don't you, burglar?
Hi, Policeman Sykes. Superintendent Sykes.
Yeah.
Hi, have you come to
leave us? Thomas, please, the tape, leave me. Yes, leave me.
Thomas, come over here. Have you come to help us on the Santa beard case?
Yes.
Right, have you got any evidence so far?
You need to do what I do, because I'm a police officer, but I'm looking
in...
I'm looking in here.
Oh, I'm going to go to sleep now, because I can't hear you.
It's night time anyway.
Well, you're in a different room. Policemen go out at night, don't they?
Yeah, but if the bell goes, that bell goes off. Shall I show you which bell? That bell, okay. There's a burglar and you need to wake up, okay?
Okay.
Well, I might take my hat off and have a 40 minutes.
Policeman Sykes, quickly get your hat on.
I have.
Burglar. Right.
I went to sleep on this.
Where's the burglar?
I went to sleep in this.
Let me see where it's. On the motorway is a fast car.
Oh, okay. No.
Get in a fast pace car.
Okay, seeing them in pursuit. Are you coming with me?
Yeah.
Come on, in you come.
Get in the van.
Right.
You're in that car.
Oh, do you not want me in the van?
We've only got a minute left.
Have we?
And one for you.
Thank you, my favourite again.
Have the blue one.
Very nice. So are we gonna end this tape by you telling us who the thief was? Who stole the Santa beard?
That dog.
That dog did? And why?
Because he wanted to see if it was cotton wool.
You mean he stole Santa's beard because he wanted to see whether it was cotton wool?
Yeah.
And was it cotton wool?
No.
What was it?
Santa beard.
What's that? There we go. We'll end it like that. That was lovely.